years ago when they put out that Justice Department memo that Epstein killed himself and wasn't running a blackmail ring and case closed. I said backroom deals have been made with the deep state because it's going to damage the economy so much. And the CIA, we know, was involved with Mossad secondarily, but Mossad centrally. And that was the intel I got from all the sources. So Trump was giving them a chance to go away and roll over. They didn't. They then used it to falsely try to connect Trump. Comey's daughter had control of the file they were hiding that they raided in March. Then the word came back. Sure, they've stuck a bunch of recycled crap about you in there. I predicted weeks ago they would start bringing it out. Indeed, that happened. And now Trump came out about 2 hours ago as he went out to Marine One while Roger was inside meeting with the administration officials. He's been there since Friday, basically living at the White House with this crisis and other things. And he can tell us a lot, but obviously he can just talk about the general things here. But let's just say Trump has now come out. We'll play the clips when the stations join us at 6 after. And said, no, it's the Democrats. It's Bill Clinton. And he lists a bunch of names. And he says, I've never been to the island. And they've, you know, planning a bunch of crap against me. So we're just going to release it all, which Roger's been saying. And, you know, he's been talking to him a lot. And over the phone from Florida, but he's been up there since Friday. Bondi last week was told, yeah, start, release whatever you can that isn't victims. And so this is huge news. And this now suddenly the Democrats and the judges don't want anything released. They really played a dangerous game, Roger. As you know, a lot of stations don't carry this. You're very gracious to give us a whole hour in between your WABC program and your other shows, StoneZone.com. You've really been knocking it out of the park more than ever. Give us a brief roadmap of what you're going to be covering, and we'll come back and get into it with the full audience. But, Roger, thank you for taking the time out from your important meetings. I know you don't like to toot your horn and things, but you have been up there intensely because I've talked to folks who have been in the meetings and have called me. You have been right at the center of talking to people and working through what Johnson has said, you know, caught people flat-footed. Well, it didn't catch us flat-footed 22 days ago, and we've both said this is bad, how this is being handled. But you have been meeting with the vice president, with the secretary of state, with Trump. I met with, obviously, what was it, Rubio today, Vance yesterday. So you can tell us what you can about that. But give us a little two-minute prelude of what's coming up, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me. As you know, for many years, it has been my policy not to discuss personal conversations with the president unless he says to me, I want people to know that I'm, you know, feeling great, whatever it may be. The point here, of course, is that I'm uniquely well positioned to speak to this issue because I'm the first author in the country to write extensively about Epstein. Nick Bryan wrote journalistically about it for Gawker, some landmark pieces that he had a hard time as a freelancer getting any major publication to take, which is a story of a billionaire pedophile. My book, Epstein, truthbook.com, The Clinton's War on Women, the longest section of the book is about Jeffrey Epstein. And therefore, I have intimate knowledge of the case. I've read all of the legal proceedings of those women who refused to settle, like Virginia Roberts Giuffre. I viewed her for 6 hours. I know, therefore, who was on the island, and I also know who wasn't. The media's attempt, and this double game the Democrats are playing of pretending that they are for full disclosure, is going to come back to bite them in the ass, because when Trump goes to full disclosure, which appears to be the case now, the only people who are political who visited this island were Democrats. And they've tried to get the narrative off of Bill Clinton, who was there, the only former president or president to ever visit Epstein's Island. We get into those details on the other side. But look, I also want to go through this process in New York and in Florida, where the Trump administration moved aggressively to release the grand jury testimony. But that is being essentially halted by Democrat judges. So in the Congress, they act like they're for full disclosure, but in the courts, they're blocking what we need to know.
This is incredible. StoneZone.com. And let's just say it, Roger, as an Epstein expert, has been brought to the White House for the last 6-7 days advising the president. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, the medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Todd Lance is a great gentleman. He's a great man. He's a great lawyer. He's got a great heart. But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about pardons.
Can you trust what she's telling him? She's a convicted trafficker who's eager to get out of prison.
Well, you know, he's a professional lawyer. I think he's been through things like this before. But you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much.
Ms. Clinton, this is all in front of the question.
Well, I don't want to.
All right, Roger Stone was summoned to D.C. last Friday. He's been in a covert operation until now. And he can't get into all the details, but I've talked to the folks separately, already know this. But Roger's been right at the center, brought in by the president as the Epstein deep state expert because he wrote the first best-selling book a long, long time ago, even before Trump ran for office, on the Clinton's war on women. And I know Roger, since this whole scandal broke and was major missteps in the last 22 days behind the scenes, has been very concerned and warned the president about it and others. Then by the middle of next week, they decided that Roger's advice and my advice as well. I got a lot of thank yous from the White House. I'll leave it at that. Saying we know you did this from a place of trying to get a course correction. And we then predicted they were going to recycle old garbage they tried in 2016-17. And now they're doing that. And so the White House people calling me were saying, how do you know this? And I said, because I follow the case. You have to remember, not everybody's Roger Stone or Alex Jones or General Flynn. Okay. I mean, we follow this. You as listeners do. We know it's a key to the deep state and what Mossad's been up to. But Trump had the CIA come to him, and I can tell you that. And I know Roger knows. I don't know if he can say that on air. But they said, look, this is going to damage the country, the stock market, all these corporate leaders, Bill Gates, all of them. It's just damning. And the CIA knew about Epstein and Mossad. And so for national security, we like to. And Trump went ahead and said, okay. Also, they went and grabbed the files the Democrats were hiding in March. I confirmed that from FBI sources in the field. They sent them out to be looked at. They did come back and say, yeah, there's this stuff in there about you. It's all just recycled crap. And so that added to it. And I said, look, this is going to blow up. And they're going to use this. They're going to have all their hearings. We have them on Epstein. Use it to destroy them. We know Trump didn't do anything. And, you know, Roger's known him 50 years. He used to be his wingman double dating when he was in between wives, so that's on record. So we know this. We know Donald Trump. And we know it was reported even by his enemies, by Wolf and others, that it was Trump first reported him to the police 20 years ago. Roger first broke that. So it didn't make any sense other than a deal with the CIA. And that's what I've been told is the case. Long before this new scandal blew up, Roger told me months ago, he said, I don't think he's going to come out because the CIA is pressuring. And now that's basically public. So, I understand the thought behind that. I don't agree with it because of things like this. This has got to come out. Meanwhile, Homan, now it's up to 50,000 kids they've saved. Now they find out it's 500,000 kids they smuggled in for sex slavery. That's mainstream news. We need to go after all that, and that's happening. So I warn people, yes, I'm critical of Trump because of these missteps, but I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but we need course correction on the people advising him. So Roger Stone brought in the last 6-7 days to advise the White House. Now he's able to speak to some of it. He just met with the Secretary of State today, just met with the Vice President yesterday, obviously continual meetings with others. So, Roger, this is so historic. I have more clips of Trump taking the gloves off, saying, yeah, we're going to arrest everybody but Obama. He's got presidential immunity, going more into the Clintons and more into who was staying with Epstein. We'll play those clips coming up because I know you've been in the White House and haven't seen these yet. You were meeting with the Secretary of State while Trump was leaving. Roger Stone, you've got the floor to recap and get into this, but Trump now is taking the gloves off towards full disclosure. Looks like Ratcliffe's not going to get what he wants at the CIA. This is historic. This is a seismic Richter scale 10 earthquake, unless he's using this to menace them to make them back off for the betterment of the economy. But I don't think so now. He said 4 days ago, oh, no, I told him not to indict Hillary, which we know is true, for the betterment of the country. But now the gloves are off and we're going after all of them. So this is a different climate. We're always hearing indictments are coming. It never happens. But from your sources and mine, we talked about it months ago, it's going down. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com and bestselling author of The Clinton's War on Women, that is the blueprint of understanding all this.
Alex, as always, let's recognize that Donald Trump is his own man, makes his own decisions, gets advice from a broad cross-section of people. White House staff has actually been very much on top of this. But it all, you know, he is he's the leader and they work on the leader's orders and leader's leadership. I think there's been an evolution in his thinking here. But the Democrats have tried to politicize this issue by saying that Trump has something to hide, which is absurd. Trump cut Epstein off in 2005 prior to anyone knowing he was a pedophile, prior to his being endorsed. Had been indicted in Florida, banned him from all of his properties in Florida, banned him from his life. There is no claim that he ever visited Epstein Island. He didn't. Never at the New Mexico ranch, never at Epstein's apartment in Paris. And the one and only time that he was at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, it was for a charitable function. It is adequately covered under oath in Virginia Roberts' testimony, where she noted that he was a perfect gentleman. He stayed for a brief period of time, and he left. It was a public function to raise money. Now, the same Virginia Roberts says that when she was at the island, that Bill Clinton was there because two 17-year-old girls had been flown in for Bill's enjoyment. She could not say for certainty that he had sexual relations with them because she was removed from the room, but it's Bill Clinton. So what do you think? But the Democrat cover-up, this double game of pretending in Congress were for full disclosure, it's interesting. I'm sure you saw this, Alex, yesterday. A Florida judge, Robin Lee Rosenberg, an Obama appointee, denied a Department of Justice, a Trump Department of Justice motion to unseal the grand jury testimony from the early 20s that resulted in Epstein's initial charge. At the same time now, the release of the Ghislaine Maxwell material has been reassigned to Obama Judge Paul Engelmeyer. But interestingly, Engelmeyer has gotten every single Epstein-related case in that jurisdiction, 7 cases, all referred to him. The odds against that, statistical odds, are 1 in 3.73 trillion. Wow. That they would all go to the same judge. He was appointed by Obama. He blocked the Trump Treasury record subpoenas. He now appears to be blocking the unsealing of Ghislaine Maxwell's testimony. He is
giving. Let me just stop you. This is so important, Roger, when you continue. You said 2 weeks ago on air, you're advising Trump to order the DOJ, U.S. attorneys, to go to the Florida case and the two New York cases and order it released, that they would then block it. Because as you pointed out, now they're even giving it to Obama judges everywhere who magically just keep getting it assigned. All the proof is them covering up. So as you said, this double game, this jumping the shark, saying, okay, Trump, you, because the CIA asked you not to release this because the CIA and Mossad being involved, they know that, because Trump did it because he sees it overall hurting the economy. He did it for the average American, folks. I'm not even defending that. I think it was a wrong decision. Now he knows that. They now jumped the shark and came after him. So now I got more clips. He says he's gonna release it now. So they've got to be crapping bricks. But just go back. You're going through this litany of who's really covering up. It's the Obama people, which means the Obama CIA. Keep going.
And Alex, look, my advice to the president was quite public. I mean, I gave a speech at Turning Point USA. It was a great event. Charlie Kirk put
on 4 days before he did exactly what you said.
Right. But my advice to him was quite public. I think he did the right thing. The attorney general, Pam Bondi, moved the very next Monday to have the grand jury testimony and the search warrants in New York unsealed. Now, remember, it was the Trump Justice Department that charged Jeffrey Epstein. He was charged in 2019 on one count of child sex trafficking and a second count of a conspiracy to engage in child sex trafficking. So much of the information that I think we want is in these two documents. Plus, as I said, whistleblower tells me that the search warrants in that case are extremely revelatory. So those are also being sought. But now we have Judge Engelmeyer, who has gotten every single, Paul Engelmeyer has gotten every single Epstein-related case in the Southern District of New York. That's very curious. The other judge tied is a Clinton judge, Richard Berman. He's the same guy who shut down the Epstein criminal case immediately after Epstein died or was killed.
Wow, and we know all 10 of the women, three of them dead now, said they never saw Trump anywhere with Epstein at Epstein Island or anywhere. One of them was at an event, saw him from afar, the public event. None of them ever implicated Trump, but they implicated Bill Clinton and others. And again, the corporate media doesn't want us to know that.
No, and look, this is a judge, it's Judge Berman. He's attacked Trump publicly. He's attacked Mayor Giuliani public. But how convenient that they assign the case of the unsealing of the grand jury to him. This is a Democrat cover-up operation, start to finish. And they play this double game, pretending in Congress that they want full disclosure. They're going to be very disappointed, Alex, because when they get that list, it includes former U.S. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell of Maine, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, a Democrat, Bill Gates, for example, or not exactly a rabid conservative Republican. The only people who are going to be embarrassed by this list are Democrats. And as I have said from the beginning, Donald Trump was the first guy to cut him off. He's the only person, the only public figure who assisted in his prosecution, assisted in the civil cases against him, the only one who would cooperate. So this is a vicious, vicious smear. But let's be very clear that people have this backwards. This is being used now to distract from the much bigger news, which is the disclosures by Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has brought the receipts on the greatest single abuse of power in American history, the Russian collusion hoax. This is a massive political dirty trick, and it leads right to the doorstep of one Barack Hussein Obama. They are, as Trump said to Leslie Stahl a long time ago, they're busted. We got them. We caught them red-handed. We're talking about not only Obama, but Biden, Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, James Comey, the FBI Director, John Brennan, the CIA Director, the epically corrupt Rod Rosenstein, the acting Attorney General, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe. This list goes on forever.
And Roger, I want to walk through that next, but going back to this, here is Trump also on the on the grass about to get on Marine One this morning, saying, look, Crossfire Hurricane, the coup plot, all that confirmed, documents bulletproof, smoking gun, even more coming out. It's just so damning. Everything we lived through and first reported, because you and I were under attack. We first told Trump 2017 he was under NSA surveillance. We got the documents from Arpaio. who got it leaked from good feds, he says, listen, Obama has presidential immunity. That's true. But not his minions. So here is President Trump this morning.
Thank you, Mr. President. How do you think that the Supreme Court ruling that benefited you on presidential immunity would apply to former President Barack Obama and what you're accusing him of doing?
It probably helps him a lot. Probably helps him a lot, the immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all. But it probably helps him a lot. Well, he's done criminal acts, there's no question about it. But he has immunity, and it probably helps him a lot.
So, Roger, I've been talking to a lot of lawyers and FBI agents, and you name it, and they say, yeah, the statute of limitations on the low-hanging fruit, the perjury of Brennan, Clapper, Comey, and the leaking perjury, all that's confirmed. But when you get into treason, you got to be in a war. But there's also racketeering doesn't have a statute of limitations on it. I think it's 20 years. And also conspiracy doesn't have it. And this is really coup stuff. We think of foreign governments, but this is an internal governmental corporate operation. What is the thinking? Because I know they have the strike force, and they're very serious about indicting them. What is the word on how they can go at them?
Well, the other possibility is, of course, insurrection. Of that, particularly if you if the president moves ahead, as he said he's going to do, and appoints a special counsel on the 2020 election. It's a 5-year statute of limitation, I think, for insurrection. I think this is very important. The investigation launched by Kash Patel at the FBI, a conspiracy investigation, which under the right circumstances, lawyers tell me, could help you avoid the cesspool of a jurisdiction of the District of Columbia, because if you go to trial there, no Democrat will be held responsible.
And there's any ongoing conspiracy to cover up the conspiracy, that gets rid of the statute of limitations.
That could do that. It could also get you a better venue for trial. Initially, when I heard that the attorney general was appointing a strike force, my instinct was not positive. I said, well, this sounds to me like a delay. But talking to experienced criminal defense lawyers this morning, they persuaded me to know this is actually the correct, step. It's the way you take the raw evidence as produced by Tulsi Gabbard and you fashion it into grand jury questions. You can then impanel a grand jury and seek criminal indictments. So
sure. What about hauling Brennan, Clapper, Comey back up? They'll perjure themselves again.
This is why the strategy of congressional hearings is not as bad as I initially thought. Now, I heard that Lindsey Graham was calling for immediate hearings to put these people in the spotlight. Because it was from him, I had a negative reaction to it. But again, talking to more experienced lawyers this morning, they would either have to plead the fifth, which doesn't mean they're guilty, but doesn't look good. I've been through this myself. But a number of them, I think, would be compelled to testify. And right now, I think the entire cabal is lawyering up. James Clapper, you remember him. He's the guy who said under oath that we have no metadata collection system on American citizens until
he said
Edward
the NSA
Snowden
has never spied on one American inside the U.S.
Say it again.
The NSA has never spied on an American inside the U.S. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So I mean, look, he's already said on CNN yesterday that he fears arrest. I think he should fear arrest. He's among the key perps in this whole operation.
So quantify this, boil this down. I'm going to walk through all the new details and play some more clips for you. I know everybody's used to not having action, but they tried to kill Trump twice. He even tried to make deals with them to go away. They won't stop. He's now saying in press conferences 4 days ago and today, we're going after him. That's the word I'm getting. So how do you expect the deep state to counter this? What do you expect them to do?
I think that they are falling back, first of all, on the Senate Intelligence Committee report as if because it was a bipartisan committee. And they're not wrong. There were a number of Trump haters on that committee, anti-Trump Republicans. But I can just tell you firsthand, the Senate Intelligence Committee report it's as if they cut and pasted any false or unproven allegation from the Huffington Post and just pasted it in there. Every reference to me, for example, in the report is just categorically false. It is, but if that's what they're lying back on, I think it is a weak tea indeed. Tulsi Gabbard really has emerged as the standout here in her conduct. She has been very measured. She's been extremely well prepared. She's put this out in tranches, which I think was very wise, because she anticipated that she would lay out the first tranche of evidence and that they would counterattack her. And then she came back immediately with even more to make her case. She tells me she has a great deal more than that. She's going to put this out in digestible bites, but the American people are going to see all of it. So this isn't conjecture or speculation or a paste-up job like we got from the Senate Intelligence Committee. These are hard facts, the kind of facts that can be presented as evidence.
Well, that's right. This isn't made up. Trump's being peed on, and, you know, and I got a fishbowl of an employee and I eat their fish. This isn't 100% made up fiction. This is hard. Their own emails, their own texts, their own documents. So let me ask you this then. A lot of the Democrats, the judges are saying, don't investigate Epstein. Their bluff's been called. But you have Senator Wyden saying, I want the $1.1 billion that got sucked out in the month after Epstein died in federal custody, released, and Trump says he's going to start releasing everything. Clearly, Trump's not in there. We should push the DOJ to figure out some venue, because I know investigators aren't even by law supposed to be able to release that. What would be the venue? Well, let's play Senator Wyden, a total slime bag, but he is hitting on something here that's going to come up. What is the mechanism to release? We know it's going to Lex Wexner and all the rest of them and the Mossad. How do we get those bank documents public? Here's Wyden.
Last year, the Biden administration allowed our investigators to look at portions of the file. We did that at the Treasury building. Here is what it says. Treasury's Epstein file details, Mr. President, 4,725 wire transfers. Let me repeat that. 4,725 wire transfers, adding up to nearly $1.1 billion flowing in and out of just one of Mr. Epstein's bank accounts. If you ask me, that is more than 4,000 potential lines of investigation right there. Hundreds of millions more flowed through other accounts. That's even a lot more to investigate. The file shows that Mr. Epstein used multiple Russian banks, which are now under sanctions, to process payments related to sex trafficking.
And we know Robert Maxwell wasn't just Mossad, MI6, he was KGB. I want to get Roger's expert take on this at the White House the last 6 days, 7 days, advising the president. That's how big an expert he is on this, and he's our expert here right now. But Trump's decided to go on the offense, then trying to connect him to something that doesn't exist. Thank God. This is beautiful. I have been just sick for 22 days over this, and I'm feeling so good right now. We are on the offense, baby, because I know who's guilty. I've studied this, but not as much as Roger. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Bigley Manufacturing and Production and Fulfillment Center. It's one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in my entire life. You can see here, we've got some amazing products like the Ultra Methylene Blue Capsules, light you up like a Christmas tree. We've got the tincture version of it as well, which makes you feel like you're plugged directly into the wall. Amazing new Irish sea moss. We've got the power plant, which is incredible, especially if you take it with the methyl drive. We call it the power drive. But this is one of the most impressive operations that I've ever seen. So many people working day and night to fulfill orders. We're shipping out orders within 72 hours of them being placed on the alexjonesstore.com. And it's all possible because you support us at the alexjonesstore.com. But you can see over here, we've got shirts lined up. They're all numbered in the system so we can run by and fulfill orders as quickly as possible. There's dozens of people running around here right as we speak, just fulfilling orders like crazy. And you're the reason that Alex Jones is always going to be on the air. Let me show you some more. Yeah, you can see here that they've just got stacks and stacks and stacks in this warehouse of product and product and product. And a lot of these are the Shilajit gummies, which are one of our best sellers. You can see them labeled up here. We've got the Shilajit capsules. We've got the methylene blue. We've got silver coins lined up. They lock those up in the back because they're so valuable. And they're absolutely incredible collector's items. Plus shirts upon shirts, hats upon hats. I want to show you a little bit about how the hats and the shirts are produced. Tell me a little bit about how this machine works, what you're doing over here.
So this is a UV printer. This is a machine that basically, if we want to put any design on something that is not apparel, this is what we do. It's mainly for putting on leather so that we can cut them out and put them on the heads, make them all nice and everything like that.
So you're printing the leather right over here, and then after it gets printed out, it goes over here to Cowboy to polish up?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you do over here and polishing the leather and stuff.
Well, what I do over here is I take these patches that come from an engraver and a UV printer over there. I get them all cleaned up with the Sino soap and everything, makes them more supple, easier to deal with when we're doing what we need to do with them, putting them on the hats. And then I take this mink oil, this right here, and I take a good generous portion of it off my finger and put it on each patch. And that gives it basically a water-resistant barrier. It makes it to where it's impervious to the elements. And then if people at home want to treat the hats again after they get them, they're more than welcome to do that. It helps extend the life of your hat and just gives it an all-around better look.
Essentially, we get the orders in. We organize the graphics we get. We create layouts. And then we put the ink down, the adhesive powder. Big heater dries them on, and then we ship them off to pressers.
This is upstairs of the facility where Bigly produces everything for the AlexJonesStore.com. These people handle web development, email campaigns, text campaigns, everything that we need to stay operational and ensure that the InfoWars audience gets all the products that they need as quickly as possible and knows about all the incredible deals. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support us right now. Keep Alex Jones on the air.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, and get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shocked.
I want to get into all these other angles, but you're not going to get a better source on what's going on in the White House, what the thinking is of Trump, and what's about to happen. But Trump coming out today and saying, look, it's Bill Clinton, it's the head of Harvard, it's the Democrats, we already know, and I'll give the media a list. Stuff's all publicly available. And I'm ordering the DOJ to release anything they can. You know, the idea that there's a client list, no, there's not that. But the federal judge under Comey's request, Maureen Comey, in the cover-up trials, sealed the, quote, client list of Ghislaine Maxwell. That's what the judge called it. But Trump doesn't have that. The DOJ doesn't have that. That's in the court. That's what Roger, for 3 weeks, has been saying release. Now Trump is trying to get it done. And you got all these Democrat judges appointed by Obama in two cases and Clinton in another, literally talking about a conflict of interest, now not wanting it released. But then we've got Senator Wyden beating this drum, and we know he's a big globalist, but we know who was using him as a front, Mossad, Lex Wexner, and others. So this is a very dangerous game. The Democrats saying release this stuff at the Treasury Department that they've been sitting on forever. And obviously he knows who's in there. So shouldn't Trump just go ahead and publicly say, yeah, release the bank records, Roger Stone?
Alex, I must say, I think this is probably the first time in American history that I've agreed with Senator Ron Wyden. Absolutely. Let's be clear. We're seeking three different things. We were seeking the sealed grand jury testimony in Jeffrey Epstein's 20,000, I think it was six, indictment in Florida, denied by a Democrat judge, Robin Lee Rosenberg. We are seeking the sealed information, including the so-called contacts of Ghislaine Maxwell. Again, that is before Judge Paul Engelmeyer, an Obama hack, who basically denied it, but left open the possibility that the Attorney General could come back in 29 days with a different argument as to why it should be released, so he can deny it again. And then lastly, we have asked for, the Department of Justice has asked for, the release of the grand jury testimony in the Trump Justice Department's indictment of Jeffrey Epstein in 2019 on one count of child sex trafficking and one count of conspiracy to engage in child sex trafficking. Now, you cannot engage in a conspiracy by yourself. You can only conspire if there are other people to conspire with. That goes in front of Clinton Judge Richard Berman, who has publicly attacked the president on numerous occasions. So the Justice Department under Pam Bondi is fighting in the courts for disclosure and is being thwarted by Democrat judges. Yes, I think all of the documents that are already in the public domain that are redacted, as long as the redactions are not exposing the identities of victims, then they should be completely and totally unredacted. And any records that are held by the federal government, by the FBI, or by the Justice Department that are not public, as long as the victims, again, are protected, should be released. I believe that's what the president is now saying, and we can get off of this distraction. Donald Trump has no vulnerability on the issue of Jeffrey Epstein. That's a canard, as my friend Rob Dew would say. It's a complete canard, but it is now a dangerous attempt to distract from the fact that the treasonous insurrection that was staged by Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Susan Rice and James Comey and John Brennan, and particularly Rod Rosenstein and others, is fully and completely exposed. This is historic. And the real question here is, lays right squarely with Attorney General Pam Bondi. As I said earlier, initially I had a negative reaction to the idea that she was forming a strike force, but more experienced prosecutors tell me that is the right way to go about this. They need to prepare their questions for the grand jury. And they need to impanel that grand jury, and they need to subpoena those people to the grand jury to testify, and they need to bring the appropriate indictments in the appropriate jurisdictions. I cannot understate the importance of FBI Director Cash Patel's move to conduct this as a conspiracy investigation in order to get around the statute of limitations. John Durham, the special counsel, who did a pretty decent job of telling us things that journalists like Lee Smith and Paul Sperry and John Solomon had already established in public, never addressed the question of the so-called hacking of the Democrat National Committee by Russian intelligence, which absolutely never happened, as the forensic evidence provided by Bill Binney, the very famous counterterrorism IT guy for the CIA, revealed. And he slow-rolled that for 5 years for a reason. He took his time to make sure that that the statute of limitations had run, and that people like Hillary Clinton, people like John Podesta, people like all the aforementioned perps that I named, Comey, Brennan, Rosenstein, well, could not be charged. But I think Kash Patel, who is an attorney, has found a way around that. And that investigation by Patel was very, very important. In the end, it is, of course, Pam Bondi who makes the decision whether to indict or not indict. The evidence is overwhelming, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard. You see, neocon Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas now attacking Tulsi Gabbard, but more importantly, sponsoring legislation to try to limit her authority and limit her ability to disclose these important matters that people have a right to know. I may have no choice, Alex, but to go out and recruit a Republican challenger for Tom Cotton in Arkansas. Now, interestingly, the filing fee just to run for the Senate in Arkansas is $50,000. $50,000. I think that's unconstitutional. Probably would suggest that a candidate who decided to run challenge it. But I really think that he deserves a challenge in the primary, and I'm going to try to find him one.
Well, Roger, overall, how would you grade the first 6.5, 7 months of the Trump admin, and how is Trump doing overall with all the time you just spent with him? Can you get into any, you know, or was that completely private meetings with the vice president and the secretary of state?
Let me say this. This is the first opportunity I've ever had to sit down at any length with Vice President J.D. Vance. We met in passing at Mar-a-Lago, you know, a 5-minute conversation. I must tell you, Alex, I've been with a lot of great political leaders and worked for four presidents and so on. I was very, very impressed with J.D. Vance. He's rock solid in terms of his commitment to the America First agenda. He is incredibly loyal to the president. He's very shrewd. He's very wise. He's a big picture strategic thinker. I was extremely impressed by the vice president. I obviously can't go into the substance of our conversation. He was very generous with his time. But this guy he's a winner. I was very, very impressed. And of course, Marco Rubio, our secretary of state, who was my U.S. senator, who for many years I always had a nice personal relationship with him. Very helpful to my family when my wife got cancer. But we had different politics. Now I'm convinced, absolutely convinced, he is a changed man. He is definitely a changed man. I think he's among the very best appointments in terms of carrying out the president's agenda on foreign policy issues. I've seen it in some very tough and combative interviews like Meet the Press and so on. Again, very impressed with Marco Rubio, 100% loyal to Donald Trump and the Trump agenda, doing an amazing job. So I've never had the opportunity to spend extensive time with either one of them. Very impressed with both of them.
Well, Roger, I want to play you a clip. I think this is from Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday. President Trump at an impromptu press conference saying, look, I was going to give Hillary a pass before, and we did, but not this time. And he also, of course, in the other clip we have, accuses rightfully Obama of treason. I mean, Trump is really turning up the heat here, and he's really praised Tulsi 2 days ago for the releases she did, saying, boy, I wish my other agency heads were tough like her. She's the best. So he's saying go after them. He's giving them the political cover with his immunity. Plus, the evidence is all there to go after them. The question is, does he have the right people? And if they don't start getting aggressive, does he need to replace people? I know you're not trying to stir up trouble. I'm not saying we're there yet, but we don't need a replay of Senator Sessions here. Here's Trump.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president. And I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook. And I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about. If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold. And it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill.
Wow, so they have really pissed Trump off. The only question is, Roger, does he have people that will execute something when it's prima facie, open and shut, in our faces, the coup against America, trying to put us all in prison, the flooding the border, everything, Roger? What needs to happen next, and what do you think is going to unfold?
Well, again, Alex, I have to point out the real person who's really stepped to the plate here, really emerged as a superstar, is Tulsi Gabbard. In the 50 years that I've been in American politics, I have never been more impressed with anybody, because she is not only sure-footed, she's a deeply principled. There was a time during her confirmation hearings when it didn't look like she was going to make it, and a particular senator said, well, I'll vote for you, but you have to retract some of the things you've said about the revelations of Edward Snowden. And she said, well, then I'd rather not have the job, because I'm not going to say something I don't believe. So she is deeply, deeply principled. She's incredibly well prepared for this moment. She handles herself in a very measured and disciplined way. And she is delivered in spades for the president. Look, John Ratcliffe, who I think is a good guy, I don't think he's a bad guy, but he had the office of the Director of National Intelligence under Trump. It is true that the CIA had these documents locked away, but it's also true that he could have asked the president to order them declassified, and he didn't do it. On the other hand, he did really nail John Brennan a week ago in a special report, proving that Brennan willfully knew that the Steele dossier was a complete and total fraud, but he demanded it be inserted in the president's intelligence briefing. But then he essentially structured it so it would be hidden from the public. It was like top secret classified, so only a handful of people would know what he had done. We know that only thanks to John Ratcliffe and now Tulsi Gabbard. So I've not been impressed by a political figure since Ronald Reagan as I am impressed with Tulsi Gabbard. And that's saying a lot, because this is an all-star cabinet, not just the vice president, who's really amazing, not just the Secretary Rubio, who seems to me to be a changed man and doing an excellent job, not just Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I was friends with before he ran for president, but again, really fighting the bureaucracy inside Big Pharma and inside the health cabal inside government to make America healthy together. He's fearless and, again, incredibly knowledgeable. But Alex, you pointed out, here's what it comes down to. It really comes down to Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. They will make the final decisions as to whether the perps in the greatest single dirty trick and criminal hoax in American history is going to be prosecuted. They're also going to decide how and where it is prosecuted. They're also going to decide when it is prosecuted. At the end of the day, the buck stops there. Now, the president can direct them what to do, but they should do it because it is their duty to do it. Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel, they can only provide the evidence. That's all they can do. They don't have the authority to impanel grand juries. They don't have the authority to charge anyone. That is not their role, either legally or politically. But they have both come up with the evidence. And now it is really up to our attorney general to do the job.
Now, looking at this, what can we, the people, do? Because I got really upset 22 days ago and said, this is horrible strategy. I've never seen evidence of Trump. Why is he acting like this? Talk to you and others. They go, the CIA says it's very embarrassing when Mossad, you know, Israel doesn't want it. That, okay. Well, I still think it's a bad decision, but I get that. Then why tell constituents shut up about it? That's only to make a Streisand effect. And then now, you know, things have unfolded here. And then the media took out of context what I said and others said, act like we turned on Trump. No, we were just upset about what he was doing. What can Trump supporters do to ensure that our pro-America relaunch of the Republic happens? Because you got some of the influencers, people that just don't question anything happening with Trump and just say whatever he's saying, go with that. They'll understand that we as constituents, some of us more influenced than others, have an influence on Trump. And so many times when he gets new, better info, he listens to us and course corrects like we've just seen. What a vindication of you and I and Tucker and many others being critical of this. Now Trump is course correcting. So I want to you understand that some of the newer MAGA people think you just whatever the current administration says you do. They don't understand there's an ongoing battle and augmentation going on with all these agencies and people and internal struggles and lobbyists, and that we the people's voice into the administration is critical.
Well, Alex, I got to say, I really do understand the president's frustration. I mean, this is distracting for the most successful first 100 days, first more than 100 days in American political history. He has sealed our border. The border, illegal border crossings down 98%. He's mounted the most successful and largest deportation of dangerous illegal immigrants and gang members in history. He is negotiating incredible tariff deals. His critics said it would make inflation soar. Inflation is low. He said it would undermine the dollar. The dollar is strong. They said it would spark massive unemployment. Unemployment is historically low. He is rebuilding our military strength. He has gotten peace deals between Rwanda and the Congo, between Pakistan and India. He is working day and night to draw an end to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. He destroyed the nuclear weapons capability in Iran, but without committing us to a forever war with boots on the ground and ongoing commitments. He went in surgically, did what had to be done, and withdrew. I had some skepticism before the fact, but once he made the decision, I support the president. He knows more than I do about the situation. So you have all of these incredible successes, and it is all being distracted from by a left-wing media that doesn't want to acknowledge that this is the most successful presidency so far in American history, and he's just warming up. So let's go talk about Jeffrey Epstein. And while we're at it, let's smear him and claim that he did something wrong when I can tell you I wrote the book. He's done nothing wrong, nothing whatsoever, other than being the first guy to break with Epstein and to assist those who are seeking to prosecute him. So I can understand his frustration. He works day and night to deliver for the American people, and that story gets obscured by this crap. So I understand why he is frustrated, but now they're trying to use it to blunt the Russian collusion exposure of Barack Obama and his minions. And they are caught red-handed, as he said they would be, and they now need to be prosecuted. As someone whose life they tried to ruin, I spoke to General Flynn about this. It's not vengeance. It's not retribution. It's justice we seek. We seek justice. And I think that we and the American people are entitled to it.
Well, Roger, I tell you, it's such a historic time to be alive. We're so thankful for your work. When are you getting back to Florida? You about to leave D.C. or you're going to stay a while?
Probably leave sometime tomorrow. I'm running out of clean shirts. But it's been a great time here, and I've got a chance to catch up with a lot of old friends. You know, I lived here for many years. I got to tell you, there was something spooky about walking around the old executive office building and the West Wing of the White House, where I had been, you know, under Nixon, where I'd been under Reagan. Could have sworn I saw the ghost of Richard Nixon last night late at the Treasury Department. It's been a great, heady experience. This is the best White House staff in American history. They are smooth. They're cohesive. They understand their boss. They're extremely efficient. Those who say otherwise have no idea what they're talking about. They serve this president extremely well. And he's off to Scotland, I believe, today. Or shortly. But this has been a great week for the president. Get this Epstein garbage off the tongues of the Democrat smear operatives and stop letting them use it as a distraction from the most massive political crime in history, the Russian collusion hoax, in which Barry is busted.
Wow, Roger, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. We love you. StoneZone.com, top show on WABC. Thank you.
God bless you, Alex. Have a great day.
All right, I'm not going to belabor this. I haven't even played the videos with Kamala Harris's husband's law firm coming after us now and joining the lawsuits against us. We're beating him in court. I'm in total toad battle with the globalists. They want us off the air because we continue to advise the president and the public. We continue to win. We have a mega massive sale that is going right now that ends next Tuesday. That is, buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules, one bottle of the liquid, get an extra bottle free. The very same size. Same thing for the amazing Irish Sea Moss gummies and the incredible Shilajit gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new 1776 badass tactical dagger with an amazing scabbard. What a knife! It's got a very low price. It funds our operation. Those are selling quickly. Get this and more at thealexjonesstore.com. There is so much to get to coming up. President Trump's full press conference that we got with all this bombshell information, special guests, and more in the third and fourth hour. But we can't do it without you. Please fund us in great products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting, in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. And it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris Seamoss, Shilaji. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.